Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to read verse 1 down through verse number 8. And I'm going to do something I've never done before. It even makes me nervous. I'm going to preach your funeral. Now think about that. I've already preached it to myself. Somebody said, well, I ain't dead yet. No. The Corinthians weren't dead when Paul wrote this to them, but they eventually did die. It's once appointed unto man to die. After that, the judgment. So it'd be better to hear your funeral sermon whether you're alive, while you're alive, than after you're dead. And y'all all looking at me like, I don't want to go through this. I want to preach your funeral. How's that? Time to live, Ecclesiastes said, and there's a time to die. We need to face that now. And not let everybody else wonder and worry about it after we're gone. Let's just go ahead and face our funeral today. Now let's read these verses. The Bible said in verse 1, for we know that our earthly house, if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, talking about that body that we all have, live in, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Hallelujah. I'm glad there's something beyond this. And I'm glad there's something better than this. For in this we groan and earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Wow. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan. Raise your hand if you've had any aches and pains lately. Yeah, that's what that's talking about, groaning. Some of you young folks are looking at me bewildered saying, what's that all about? You'll find out. Being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up in life. Now he that hath wrought for us the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now, it is evident, I think, that everybody's alive here today. As I look over the congregation, everybody seems to be alive. Of course, I heard about one fellow that died in a Baptist church, and they called the emergency to come and get him, and they carried out five before they found the dead one. But I think maybe you're alive while you're here. But as we always know, that there's going to come a time when we're going to have to leave this body. And I want to mention a few things about this matter of going home. And whenever it is, today, tomorrow, next year, 10 years, 20 years, whenever the time is for us to go home, it needs to be the right time. It needs to be the right time. We don't want to wing this and get down to the end with guesses and maybe-sos and hope so. We want to make sure today that if our funeral's tomorrow, that it'll be the right time. God's time will be our time, and it'll be the right time to do what? To go home. To go home. The way I did tell you, I'm preaching your funeral, didn't I? I done preached mine. But let me just mention three or four things about this matter of the right time to go home. The right time to leave this tabernacle, as Paul was talking about, to be clothed upon with that eternal temple and house and tabernacle. The right time to go home. Now, just four simple things. First of all, I would say to you that it's a good time to go home when you know you got a home to go to. Now, how sad it is to realize that they, some people in America, that don't even have a home. They don't have a house. And wouldn't it be sad to you to be off somewhere visiting somebody in some state and realize that when your time was up, as far as that visit was concerned, and they ask you, where are you going? And you'd have to say, well, I really don't know, because I don't have a home. Because I'm going to tell you something. In heaven, there are no bridges to sleep under. And in heaven, there are no homeless. Everybody that's going to be there is going to belong there because they made it right here. And it's a good time to go home whenever it is. When we leave this service tonight, I hope you're not having to head down to some little buggy that you found in a store somewhere and you got all your belongings there and you're going to push it down some alley and that's where you're going to stay and you don't exactly know where you're going to stay. I hope you got a home to go to that you can call home. But how sad it is that there's some folks sitting in this church this morning, somebody, that you don't have a home to go to if you were to leave this house or this body. But the thrilling thought as you read the Word of God is to read the endings of the saints and find out that they all knew they had home beyond this house. Matter of fact, Abraham had two places. He said, I can go to a city or I can go to the country. I got a home there. Got a home there. The Apostle Paul had already been there and come back. And he said, man, I have a desire to go home. And the reason why he did is because he knew 100% he had a home to go to. How many of you this morning has got a home in heaven? And you can sing that old song, this world is not my home. I'm just a traveling through. I got a home. It's a good time. I don't care when it is. If you got a home, it's a good time to go home if you got a home to go to. Got a home. I buried my brother this week. And though it's sad to lose that physical connection as to this world and all the experiences that you've had with them become memories and they'll never be any more. It's a jubilation to know that he's at home. And the home that he's at is my home also. And while we only had time to experience one another in this house, thank God we've got eternity to enjoy one another in that house. Because he went home. And I got great hope that I'm going home. It's a good time to go home when you got a home. David knew he had a home. They said, well, what about your boy? Why all of a sudden you eating when you're fasting? He said, because I'll go to him. I'm going home one of these days. I'm going to see him again. All the saints knew they had a home. I just wondering if it was time for you to go, you got anywhere to go? You got anywhere that you can call home? It's a good time to go home when you got a home to go to. Can I say to you, it's a good time to go home when you've worn out your welcome while you're away from home? Now, we've all experienced probably both sides of that. You ever went somewhere to visit and they're so glad to see you come? And you pulled out and you realize they're glad to see you go. I mean, as much as they loved you, it's just not your home. It's their home. And went up for my brother's funeral, and we spent some time at my niece's house, spent some nights there. But you know, after all was said and done, I could sort of tell that they wasn't expecting everybody to stay right on. And if I'd have stayed a little while, they'd have been kind and said, well, you know, just make yourself at home. But I'm sure after about 2 or 3 weeks, Eddie said, preacher, when's your next meeting? I mean, don't we all do that as far as visitors? We love to see them come, but it's kind of like grandyoungins. Of course, I don't know if I ever love to see them going, but anyway, you love to see people come, but you sort of are, there's a time for them to go. Because they've sort of worn out their welcome. I was thinking about what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes about this old body as he describes it. When it wears out and it's time to go, he said, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble, that's your knees and legs, the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders, which are your teeth, shall cease because they are few. And those that look out the window, that's your eyes, they are darkened. The doors shall be shut in the streets, and the sound of the grinding is low, that's your ears. And he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. You can't hear like you used to. You can't see like you used to. You can't walk like you used to. You can't talk like you used to. You can't sing like you used to. Nothing's like it used to be. Why? Because you weren't meant to stay forever in that body. And what that body's telling you every day off the calendar is I'm getting done with you. I'm about finished with you. You've worn out your welcome. It's coming a day when we're going to realize what is happening is it's over for us down here. But thank God when this old body kicks me out, I got a place to go that's called home. It's a good time to go home when you got a home to go to, but it's a good time to go home when you've worn out your welcome. Where are you at? This old body gets done with us, does it not? And oh, how it wears and tears and breaks down and falls apart. But with every bit of that, what we know is, thank God, we are going home. Amen. Going home. Worn out our welcome while we is away from home. I watched my brother in his latter stages over the years because of dementias, he wore down. And what I knew was is that he had not longed for this tabernacle. But what my rejoicing was, thank God, I knew when he took his last breath, he was going to a land that was fairer than day. He wouldn't have to depend upon this mind and these muscles and this body and this world. Thank God he was stepping off into that heavenly atmosphere. A good time to go home. When you got home to go to, whenever that is. A good time to go home when you're worn out, you're welcome while you're away from home. We are away from home. And then I would say to you, I did tell you I was preaching your funeral, didn't I? I mean, isn't that odd to have your funeral preached to you while you're sitting there looking at the preacher preaching it? I'm not saying you're dying tomorrow. I'm just saying you're going to. And there's going to come a time when that's going to happen. But oh, it's good to know you got a home when it happens. It's that today, that day is already taken care of. And then I would say to you that it's a good time to go home. It's a good time to go home. Listen, listen now. When going home is the only thing left to do. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's a good time to go home when going home, when you realize going home is the only thing I've got left to do. Amen. Hmm? Nothing else do I have to do to make this time right. I had a young preacher tell me about his father passing away, and who was also a pastor, and I gave him my condolences, and I said, oh, I'm so sorry. He said, oh, no, you don't have to be sorry for me. He said, the day my dad died, there was nothing left to be said between us. If you grasp that, you'll see the power of it. I wept for a moment there standing in his presence, realizing what he just told me was that there was nothing between him and his father that had to be settled. There were no arguments that they were going to have to solve. He said, if my dad, what he was saying was, if my dad was to show up today, yes, we would talk and fellowship, that there would be nothing that he would have to say that he hadn't already said, and nothing he would have to do that he hadn't already done. I'm going to tell you, the day is coming, the time is coming, and it'll be a good time to go home when you've settled everything with the wife, when you've settled everything with the husband. You've settled everything with the children. You've settled everything with everybody else. You've settled everything with the church. You've settled everything with the parents. You've settled everything with the children. And you've settled everything with God. And you've settled everything with Calvary. And when you think about it, if I take my last breath, when that day comes, the joy will be for you to know I don't have anything else to do down here. No way. And nowhere I gotta do, there's nothing I gotta do. It's all settled. But oh, the tragedy to leave this world thinking, I wish I'd have made that right. I wish I'd have done this. I wish I'd have went there. I wish I'd have settled some things. Are you hearing me? It's a good time to go home. When going home is the only thing left to do. I mean, to realize that if he was to take you right now, what is it that you should have done before you left out? What is it that you should have done? What is it that was that you would grieve your heart and you'd say, boy, I wish I'd have done this. Oh, listen to me. If you're here and you don't have a home, I'm going to tell you, if you leave out, You're going to wish you'd have went to Calvary, wish you'd have gotten saved. But as children of God, I'm going to tell you something. We don't want to leave out of this world with bitterness and hatred and jealousy and all of that stuff in our hearts and not right with God, not right with the church, not right with the preacher, not right with your wife, not right with your children. Settle it all! Might as well settle it all! And then if you was to go in a car wreck, wouldn't be nothing that you'd have had to straighten out when you got home anyway. If you had a heart attack, it wouldn't have, all your youngest wouldn't have been standing around you thinking about what you should have done, should have said, we should have gone there and said, well, it's a good time.
Amen.
As my brother lay there taking his last breath, my thought was, this is a good time for him. Because I couldn't think of anything that he needed to say to me, his children, his wife, and they voiced the same. Beyond that last breath. Whew. That's the way I want to go.
Yes.
When they walk back and look by and look in the casket and they have to say, boy,
exactly right.
We didn't have to settle no scores.
Amen.
We didn't have to make nothing right with each other. Right. Everything was okay. Huh? Yes. Now don't you like your funeral sermon?
Yes.
You got it anyway. Woo! I'm just saying it's a good time. Who knows when you're going home? Just make it a good time. A perfect time. A right time. To go home when you got home to go to. To go home when you've worn out your welcome away from home. To go home when there's nothing left to do but go home. Wow. And you know, we ought to live that every day. But then my last thought. It's a good time to go home when home is calling you. When you got loved ones at home that are expecting you. Boy, ain't that something? The Bible said, and it came to pass when the Lord would take Elijah up into heaven. It was time. He had a place to go. And thank God heaven was his home. And I do believe that great host that encamps about us, if you've got a home up there, they're looking for you to move in. They're looking for you to come home. Haven't you been away on vacation with someone? And we do it every week. We're at some church. And they're putting us up in one form or another. Or a place to park the fifth wheel. And but when that's over, they know and we know we're going to have to move on. We've got other places to go. And to go to a family member's house, and they know you're coming for a week. And you go and you stay that week, but you've got a home that's calling you. Maybe you got a son or a daughter that's still at home, or maybe you are a son or a daughter away and they're calling saying, now, when are you leaving? Esther does that all the time with the youngins. Now, you text me when you get on the road. And you let me know when you arrive at the house. How many of you ladies do that to your children when they, I noticed that. How many of you men do it? Nah, we don't care. Just no, we do. We do. I'm glad somebody's checking on that. But what you know is, the good news is when you leave here,
amen, Brother Dana.
You're not going to a strange country.
Right. Amen.
You're not going to have to go over there and go to introducing yourself to everybody. Songwriter said again, I'll not be a stranger when I enter that city.
Yeah.
Somebody said, why? I'm going to tell you why. When I got saved, I got the title deed to that city. My name's on the title deed. You don't think they know me? Huh? I'm not going to have to wait at the gate until Simon Peter comes and escorts me in, honey. They'll know who I am. They'll know who you are. When you enter in, and thank God, what's going on there, you will not be a stranger to that either. My brother was a shouter. I was with him. I wasn't saved. But I was riding in the car with him the day he got saved. He got saved that morning. I wasn't even at church with him. It's all early on. We got in the car and we was going over to see my brothers, and I think he's going over there to preach to them. I'm pretty sure of that now. He hadn't been saved in an hour. And we're driving down the road. Now, you got to understand, the first language that we had, our first was foul language because I had no mother. And that's just all that went on in our home. So it was just, we didn't do it to, it was just all we knew. So we're driving down the road, and I'm talking my normal talk. And he said, now, Dana, he said, I appreciate that you wouldn't talk like that around me anymore. I said, well, Joe, you was talking like that yesterday. He said, yeah, but I got saved today.
Yeah.
And he was a shouter. I mean, all you had to do, and when you called him from that day forward, when you called Joe Williams' house, here's what you got. When he answered the phone, first thing he says, Jesus saves. Yeah. I don't care who it was. He was the president. You got Jesus saves. I mean, he never lost the thrill of being saved and the blessed truth that he had a home. Hallelujah. He was a shouter. He loved to praise God. I told him at the funeral, I said, I believe Joe was going to heaven, but I was afraid he'd run by it. They'd have to catch him, bring him back. I don't think they're going to have any training classes on how to worship or how to praise. Because I'm going to tell you something. That's already. We've got the earnest of the inheritance of the Spirit inside. We've got heaven in our hearts to go to heaven with. That lets us know that when this thing's over and we go there, as far as what's going on in here, ain't nothing going to change, Brother Ken. We're going to worship and praise God and sing and shout and dance about and glorify God. Why? Because we're going home. It's a good time to go home, especially if you got a home to go to. You're worn out, you're welcome while you're away from home. Nothing left to do but go home, and others are expecting you at home. It's often been said, and how true it is, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Someone asked the old Puritan writer, said, who can go to heaven? He said, all those that can stand it. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't know Christ, you don't have the Holy Ghost, and you haven't been washed in the blood, you wouldn't want to go nowhere. You say, well, I don't want to go to hell, but you'd be as miserable in heaven. I don't think the featured speaker is going to be Elvis Presley. I'll just tell you that ahead of time. They won't have any rock music. It's all going to be worthy as the Lamb. Someone asked John Bunyan a question about heaven, and he was honest. He said, I can't answer that. I don't know. Can't find an answer in Scripture. He said, I got some good advice for you. And he said, what? He said, well, trust Christ and get saved and go and find out for yourself.
Yes.
That's a good way to do it, ain't it?
Yes.
Oh, listen. It can be a good time for you and a good time for us whenever that time is to go home if you know the Lord. And Jesus said in John 14, ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I come to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, I've come this way this morning, wrestled with the Lord about this. I've never preached a funeral when there wasn't no funeral. But what I want to ask is, are you ready this morning for that time? And do you have a home to go to? If you do, it'll be a good time, any time, to go home. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for this privilege of being able to come back.